Well, good morning. I am not going to be on the air this morning or tomorrow morning. I'm not sure about Friday yet. We'll see how much we can get done here tomorrow. I'm also using this opportunity to relax a little bit. Thank you for everybody that has continued to pray for me and the ministry. I sure do appreciate it. Please continue to lift this ministry up in your prayers. We sure would appreciate it. I would just mention to you that I didn't mention because I really didn't want to, but I had a little bit of a bout of pneumonia bronchitis. Was tested on Sunday for COVID. The test was negative, praise God, but was put on back in on Thursday on an antibiotic, which did help me. I'm still coughing, but well, I'm always coughing, but it's been a little bit more than usual. But the antibiotic immediately helped, and when that happened, I knew that I I didn't have COVID, but my doctor insisted on being tested. I just say that, you know, I'm in a very difficult situation here, but, you know, I'm not worried about getting COVID as much as I was. I believe that there are plenty of cures and treatments out there now. And even for me, somebody that is extremely high risk, and, you know, I'm much, much less worried than my pulmonologist and my general doctor is. So we're going to be fine, and I am not concerned about it. And I want to talk a little bit, just say thank you for all of you that continue to pray for the ministry. And I feel really good this morning. I had a great night's rest, so that was exciting for me, and I plan on doing the same tonight and tomorrow night. So thank you. Listen, there's a lot going on. I want to talk about a couple of things real quick, if I can do that. One of the concerns that everybody is having is about the FANG stocks, you know, those technology stocks. One of the things that occurred to me yesterday is the S&P 500 and the index. So many people, I hope not a lot of you because of your efforts to be biblically responsible, but I got to tell you, biblically responsible efforts in an S&P 500 equivalent, so to speak, which would be TPLC, could be shining. I want to think about this. If Apple has a hiccup, something happens to Apple in any way, shape, or form, and it were to drop significantly and see a sell-off, the entire S&P 500 is going to be impacted. And it's something to be thinking about as we think about those index stocks. But let me just say this. Right now, the caution in the market is primarily due to there's no yield. They're dropping. Companies are declaring bankruptcy. The Fed and what the Fed is doing, which I happen to think it is very good. Some were spooked by the GDP number this month. I wonder if they'll be as excited as the GDP we get for this quarter, which I think it's going to be somewhere in the 18-22% range on the upside. It's going to be dramatic. And I think the reality of the economy is this democratic delusion that it's bad. And it is democratic delusion. There is an expansion, though it is different than normal expansions, but we are in a world of new normals that the new normals seem to change on a very regular basis. And I think at the end of this year, we will see that we have had expansion in the economy. When I looked last night, eight different sectors of the economy are up 40% since the March 23rd low in the market. Eight sectors. It's not just technology. It's not just one sector, healthcare or whatever. Eight sectors, that is pretty significant. The Russell 2000, which is a measure of small cap stocks, up 50% since the lows of March 23rd. There is expansion in the economy. There is. And I think this democratic media delusion in an effort to impact investors and concern and put fear in the hearts of people is so overplayed right now. I believe President Trump is going to be elected. That is another fear, election fear. I am not making a case for a rush into the market, but I am making a case for you that are in the market to stay in the market with the understanding that there may be more hiccups, but in the long run, I'm not talking about 10 years now. I'm talking about 3 years you are going to be in very, very good shape, even in those companies that are down. Because if you have a well-diversified portfolio, that diversification is going to lift your entire portfolio. I may be wrong, but I don't believe so. So I'm asking all of you, which I know is hard for some of you, but I'm asking all of you to believe in your strategy. Embrace your strategy and believe in it. Yes, your strategy is my strategy. I want you to believe in it. I want you to stay put under any short-term conditions. In other words, regardless of what happens in the next 6 to 8 months, regardless, I want you to stick to your strategy unless I tell you to get out. Just don't worry about it. Just relax. And I know it's hard and it's counterintuitive. The biggest issue that I see right now in the markets that I am most concerned about is the yield. Now, the Federal Reserve said yesterday that they are planning a strategy for years to lift inflation. And what they're saying is that they see low to zero interest rate environment. They didn't say for an extended period of time. They didn't say for the next quarter or so. They said for years. That means you have very little opportunity, unfortunately, if you're an income investor on making income. Now look, this is the scariest thing for me, because the people that are dependent upon the income are going to be more apt, maybe, to waver and think about other parts of the economy and follow yields and end up getting in trouble. And you're going to be able to, there's going to be a lot of interest rate selling going on. You're going to get phone calls and talk to people that are going to be selling you interest rate because they know it's a hot button for you because you need the income. This happened in 2000 and it was devastating for investors that were looking for income. Some lost their life savings in a scam, over $1 billion of life savings lost in just one from one life insurance company. They lost a class action suit, that company, and they ended up paying $1.3 billion or something, but it was pennies on a dollar for what people lost. Look, don't get sucked in and duped in to the new and upcoming product that is going to produce income. And I don't know what to tell you and how to produce income, but this is a time that you look for things like charitable trust. Yes, you can get a 5% income, and that might be a great alternative for you if you really need income. There's going to be some risk with that, but not much. Or a charitable gift annuity where there's no risk. And you can maybe get, depending on your age, 3%, which is going to be for years to come better than anything you're going to do in a CD. You need to think about adding some of that to your portfolio. But whatever you do, don't be swayed by the deceivers out there that are selling interest rate. And I caution you on that. So please try to stick with our strategy. We are looking, I think, and believe, which you already have been. If you're an income investor, you're going to have to get overweighted in utilities. I am searching through more utilities right now that I feel might be worthy to get on my list, so at least that you can diversify in the utility section. But we're going to have a little choice right now. I want you to stay away from the REITs. Stay away from the REITs, which you can tell from my buy list. So I just want to give you those words of encouragement to stick to your system, believe in it, know that God is in control of everything, and hopefully he's going to return before any of this is resolved. We continue to pray for this president in the election. Continue to get involved in any way you can in this election. And this is the time that you all need to be thinking. And I'm not saying this for my ministry, because when I say it, it really generally doesn't help our ministry. It helps other ministries and not ours, unfortunately. But it is what it is. But I say this to you. Keep an eye on the corrosion of your money. And here's what I mean by that. Don't keep stocking away money because you're fearful. Don't forget the kingdom work that you can do with that money. God is the great multiplier. You're not going to outgive him. Don't let your money be corroded. Don't stand before the Lord and be called a fool because you built bigger barns. Please be conscious of that. I can tell you personally that Yvonne and our giving has dramatically increased in the first 6 months of this year. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that. And I've got to tell you, sometimes I've had to shake my head and smack myself across the face and say, what are you thinking? This is the time that we need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are giving, yes, to back into financial issues, but I struggle with that, and I want to tithe on financial issues to some other great ministries. But I would appreciate your support in our ministry, of course. And I want to encourage you, if you don't do $20 a month, would you do it? We are on the precipice of having that $20 being multiplied dramatically through great numbers. And these numbers grow every day, and we're seeing incredible growth, because what's happened is now we are starting all the from last year and being multiplied by new, and every day it's growing. And I am asking you, would you consider $20 a month to the ministry? And it can help us in the future. Any gift, we've had some large gifts lately that I am so grateful for. And I had a wonderful email from somebody that gave us a very, very large gift, saying, I can't think of any ministry that has helped more people that we can hear and see about than financial issues. And I was so blessed by that. And I hope some of you, God will tweak your heart to see the same. I want to thank you for being with us, and I thank you for all that you do. Stay strong. Believe in what the Lord has laid on our hearts and what we have worked on so hard to get out there to you. Believe in your strategy. Believe in what you have learned, and stick to it until things change, which could change tomorrow, unfortunately. But right now, the long-term outlook, I believe, is a little bit brighter today than it was 2 weeks ago. Now, I hope we have the ultimate brightness in the long-term outlook and the Lord returns. But we will prepare as if that's going to happen today, but we will plan as if it may be 100 years. That's what we're called to do. Have a great day. God bless.